Hey, mama. Welcome to Marketing Without Socials for Moms, the go-to podcast for moms in business who want to stop relying on social media to build their business and build it in a way that fits their current season of life. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, a wife, mama of two, and visibility strategist for moms. Each week, I'm giving you the inside scoop on how to increase your visibility, leads, and sales through podcasting, email marketing, and collaborations. Ready to truly make social media optional in your business? Grab your chai tea latte and let's dive into today's episode. Hey, mama. So I got this idea for this episode after having a conversation with one of my sweet mom and business friends. We actually had a little coffee chat, catching up and everything. And she said something where I was just like, that's it. You described it perfectly. But she was talking about how overstimulating Instagram is. Specifically, you know, you open the app and maybe you have the intention of doing one thing, but then you find yourself scrolling, 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 and then you quickly close the app. And you never do the thing you intended to do, which was maybe to post in your stories or, you know, post a carousel post, post a reel or something like that. But she was just describing, like, for herself how she had to actually delete Instagram from her phone because every time she opened up the app, she was so overwhelmed and so overstimulated. And it's so true because we have so much thrown at us. Like, you open up the app and you maybe use like, oh, you know what, let me just kind of see what some of the people I'm following posted. And then you see this triggering, you know, post or something like that. And you just close the app because it just ruins your day and whatnot. And I think especially just given the political climate and just all the things that are going on in the world, it is triggering to open up Instagram nowadays. And so that's why, like, you know, because I know a lot of people still use Instagram for one, for visibility, but also for nurturing their audience and selling their offers, you know, especially stories. They use stories to nurture and sell and everything like that. But what do you do if you are overstimulated and you don't want to open up that app? You don't want to show up in stories. You just don't have it in you. Well, that is where email marketing comes in. I honestly believe that email marketing is so good for your nervous system health. Like, I've been on this journey to really calm my nervous system. I've come to the realization that I have been living with anxiety for most of my life, and in adulthood now, especially being a mom and different things like that, it has impacted me to the fact where my nervous system is constantly in overdrive. And so I'm working on some things and, you know, getting medical support and everything like that with this to really calm my nervous system, but also looking at, okay, what are some things that I can change now? What are some things that I can do differently? And so I know for me is spending less time on my phone, you know, although I'm not a big Instagram user, like for my business, I do like to go on there and watch people's stories, you know, especially like seeing what some of my other business friends are doing and whatnot, but it can be triggering for me. And then I do love threads, but again, like you see these random posts where it can just jumpstart your nervous system and send it into, you know, overdrive and stuff like that. And so I'm really shifting how I'm doing things. And so I have been leaning into email marketing way, way more. I have, you know, brought the podcast back after taking the month off and everything. But email marketing, writing these emails is a lot more calming for me. And to kind of just like break it down even more, I think one of the things that I love about email marketing is that there isn't this pressure to engage or quickly respond. So as we see with Instagram, you know, we have the app on our phone, we get these notifications that so-and-so commented on this or so-and-so replied to your story or, you know, different things like that. And so you feel this pressure to quickly respond, especially if it's something related to your business, right? You know, you feel this pressure like, oh, let me respond. You know, someone is interested in one of my offers or they're engaging with me. Like, let me respond so that way they don't think I'm ignoring them. And then with email, it's a lot different, right? Because the emails go to your inbox. And even if you do have like an email app on your phone, it's not going to alert you that so-and-so just replied to your email. You know what I mean? Like, you have to actually go into the app or, you know, go on your computer, log into your email to actually see, you know, that someone responded to your email. And that's a lot calmer, right? And also too, I feel like with email, there's this grace period given, so to speak, where it's like, as long as you respond to someone within the week, like, you know, 2 to 3 days after they've, you know, responded to your email, or like if you're on vacation, you have like your away message up so they know like, oh, okay, they're on vacation, they'll respond to me when they get back. Like, there isn't this pressure, or you don't feel this anxiousness like, oh, I have to hurry up and respond, I have to hurry up and respond. And so that is like, I think many moms in business need right now. I think part of your own overstimulation, like outside of like, you know, just everyday life and, you know, being touched out and different things like that, but the overstimulation you're experiencing in your business is you're feeling this pressure to quickly respond, quickly reply, quickly put out content and different things like that. You're feeling this pressure to, you know, consistently, and for some reason we have defined being consistent on socials as showing up Monday through Friday. For some people, it's Sunday through Saturday. But feeling this pressure to show up a lot, to show up at a higher frequency when your body is telling you, like, we need a break, we need to slow down. But you're worried that if you do slow down, that's going to impact your leads, that's going to impact your sales. And so this is why I love email marketing, because there are even things that you can automate with the email. Like, I have people sign up for my freebies, and I have, you know, different links and episodes that link directly to the freebie on my website. You know, for new people, a pop-up shows up and they're able to grab my freebie. And so they go through this sequence. They get to know me. They, you know, get to know what my offers are, how I can support them, all of that, without me ever having to show up in real time. And that is so much more calming for my nervous system. That is so much more doable for me as a mom who does struggle a lot with overstimulation, who is in this season of life where she's really trying to work on her health and, you know, learn the best ways to manage anxiety and different things like that. And so this is why I believe email marketing, that is the best nurture and sales platform for the overstimulated mom in business. And then you pair that with like collaborations or long form content. Well, there you got your visibility and lead generation piece. And it just all comes together so nicely without you having to show up daily, without you always having to be on or glued to your phone. And I know we talk a lot about this being glued to your phone, being glued to your phone, but I'm not going to lie. This phone, that adds to your overstimulation. It adds to, if you are someone who deals with anxiety, you know, because you don't know, like when you're scrolling social media, you don't know what you're going to see. You don't know what's going to pop up on your feed, even if you try to curate your feed, because people you've been following and you think you know them and stuff like that, they will post something and be like, wait a minute, what? I never thought that was like one of your values or your beliefs. But we've been seeing that more and more lately. Like, the other day, I saw something so triggering, like, I just had to throw my phone. This business owner, you know, she's a mom. She just had her second. She posted a reel about how, you know, she had broken out in hives. Her daughter has strep throat. Her husband is sick, too. She's like 3 weeks postpartum, but that didn't stop her from showing up in stories to sell her offers. And she was basically saying, "What's your excuse?" And that was triggering for me because my heart broke for her that she felt like she still had to show up, even though she needed to take some time and rest for herself and to, you know, be present for her family and everything. And not to say she wasn't present at all, but I'm just like, that's not a flex to me. Like, if my kid is sick and if I'm, especially, again, part of like what I've been dealing with anxiety is that I break out in these random hives at any given notice and I'm miserable. So no, I'm not going to show up in stories when I literally want to crawl out of my skin because I'm itching so bad. Like, no, especially like the newborn stage, the newborn snuggles, like no, I'm going to be snuggling with my baby and rubbing, you know, anti-itch cream all over my body or taking whatever meds I need to take, as well as, you know, trying to help care for my husband and my other sick child and whatnot. But no, the last thing on my mind is going to be selling in stories. I'm sorry, but no. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, why are we prioritizing our businesses so much and then sacrificing ourselves, sacrificing, in a sense, our family and their well-being, all because, okay, I got to show up in stories today and make sure I stay top of mind for my audience. No, no, because with email marketing, I don't have to do that. I don't have to show up in emails every day. But if I wanted to, I could. I couldn't batch the emails and schedule them. Like, I scheduled all my emails for September. And I don't have to write anything new. Now, yes, there have been seasons where I needed to go week by week just because I had a lot going on and I didn't have the time to batch. But August, I batched on my emails, and then September I did. And it feels so good to not have to log in to go schedule another email or send another email. And this is coming from someone as a homeschooling mom of two, who's also running her own business, who also, I do all the cooking for our family now. My husband was doing it, but just with his work hours now, it's no longer feasible. And, you know, I'm taking care of the kids and, you know, doing client work and different things like that. So yeah, I have a lot on my plate, but I am able to batch my emails again, like, just because I have, like, in the season of life, you know, I'm able to, like, you know, lean on my husband and even lean on my mom, because my mom, she does live with us. And so I'm able to, like, on the weekends, like, take a couple hours on Saturday and batch write emails, you know, but that works for me right now. So what I'm getting at, though, is that you cannot sacrifice yourself, sacrifice your own needs, sacrifice your family just to try to keep up with a certain posting schedule. That's just not okay. Like, if you're sick or your kid is sick, I don't want to see you in stories. Now, you may have a carousel post that goes out because you scheduled that. Cool. And I don't know. Maybe you can schedule stories. I don't know. I don't keep up with Instagram like that. But I know that usually with stories, those are usually done in real time. And so, if you're sick, your kid is sick, I don't want to see you in stories. I want you resting. I want you taking care of you and your family. So yeah, I know I went on a rant there, but my whole point is that, like, you have other options. And I get the overstimulation that comes in motherhood, but also just life in general. You know, we do get overstimulated in our businesses. We do get overstimulated in other areas of our lives. And so you have options outside of social media, like, because social media, it's going to add to that overstimulation. It's going to heighten it. And so email marketing, that can work really well for you. Like, point blank, period. So anyways, I feel like I kind of went on a rant here, but it's something I feel really strongly about. And again, it's also why I created the email reset, because I do want more moms who they want to lean into email marketing, but they're just not feeling confident about hitting send on their emails, I want you to have accessible support with that. I want you to be able to have me go through your emails, give you feedback, you know, show you where we can strengthen things or tweak things to better support your goals and everything. Like, that is what I'm here for. So if you want to learn more about the email reset and book your reset today, head on over to mamaturmompreneur.com/reset. This is also linked below in the episode description. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode. Hey, mama. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. I would love to keep the conversation going. So head to mamaturmompreneur.com/marketingwithoutsocials to join my email community. I share even more tips and strategies for building a business that doesn't rely on social media and one that fits your current season of life, as well as more behind the scenes of mom and business life. All right, mama, that's it for today, but I'll catch up with you again next week.